last thing that was negotiated for was at the bipartite, which the doctors did not attend. They withdrew. That was because the previous bipartite collective bargaining agreement, the health workers had agreed on the review, I think 60% review of the specific health allowances, not the salary, not the basic salary. That was what was being reviewed, and they had accepted it on condition that there will be another review of the same in the last quarter of the year. So the last bipartite was to fulfill that conditionality in the previous collective bargaining agreement to further review the specific health allowances. They were reviewed for a further 60%, which makes it in total 100% review of health-specific allowances for health workers. It's not only the doctors, but the health workers. They have various health-specific allowances. So that was really what was tabled, and the rest of the health members of the health service agreed, and the CBA was signed. But as you are aware, the doctors withdrew and they were not party to it. But still, the rest of the doctors, those who are at work, will get that review. When they review, when they start coming back to work and they start getting their salaries, they will be eligible also for that review. Specific, health-specific allowances.
So if the doctors are not part of the bipartite meetings, what is the way forward? How are you going to resolve this crisis?
Which crisis?
The industrial action that they have taken.
Industrial action? Yeah, but there is, you know, they are classified as essential services. And their processes, essential services, members who are classified as essential services are not allowed to go on strike, even if the Constitution provides for that. Their recourse is a declaration of a deadlock during negotiations and going to arbitration. That's the route members who are classified under essential services in most jurisdictions, and including in Zimbabwe. They don't go on strike because they're essential services. The labor law provides that they resolve labor disputes by declaring a deadlock during negotiations. And then it goes for arbitration. That's why the labor court declared their job action as unlawful.
And what is the situation like in hospitals now?
I think that one you can ask the Secretary for Health. He's responsible for hospitals. I might not describe the situation properly myself.